During the Halloween season, many people seek out the thrill of being scared by viewing horror movies or visiting spook houses. The Fort Smith Museum of History will frighten and inform local residents with creepy true stories during its annual Murder and Mayhem Trolley Tour. Exhibit designer Caroline Spear says tour participants will learn factual stories about murder and scandals in Fort Smith.
We start here at the museum. And we just kind of wind through downtown Fort Smith and over into the historic district. And we tell you different stories about some involved murders, some involved sinners and scandals, some involve just haunted places or spooks or kind of some legends that you might hear about, you know, such and such house. And then some of them are just about the history of the place too. We have a lot of families who've been around a long time, and so of course that part of Fort Smith was originally one of the earlier parts, and so the older houses had the, you know, older families. And so even if it's maybe not particularly haunted, then you also get some history about it, and maybe, you know, some history about the family, that kind of thing. And then some of them are noted for architectural style, or just what their involvement was maybe in Fort Smith. So you get even more than just a haunted trolley ride. And just for clarity's sake, in case anybody asked, it's not a haunted trolley ride and that you have to worry about somebody jumping out at you all the time. It's haunted because of the content.
Spear explains that the trolley is actually a transit bus designed to look like a trolley and is not the 1926 streetcar that runs through Fort Smith. A previous museum director originated the Murder and Mayhem Trolley Tour a few years ago. She developed the character of Miss Suzette, a woman who acted as the tour's sole guide.
She was one of the ladies of the night, is who she portrayed, or a soiled dove, as she called it in scripts. So she would dress as this character, and she was very much a Southern, there was a lot of flamboyance to it, and she would do these tours and go through Belgrove Historic District and tell you about some of the different houses and some of the things that happened and whether they were supposedly haunted, you know, that kind of thing. And she had to leave because of health reasons, and so we took it over. And instead of just, she did one character and she did every night for the entire month or every weekend. It's a very daunting task. So we split it up between, there's three or four of us.
The current tour features a variety of characters, and a different one leads the tour each night.
We try to do characters that in somehow relate to the history of Fort Smith. One that's going to be done this year, I think, is a woman who would have been a lady of the night, just a different woman, but she was actually killed by the original trolley car. She was hit and killed, and I think maybe that's one portrayal. The other one, there were a lot of gypsies here at one time, and there was a drugstore downtown that was called Marie Cole's, C-O-L-E, and she was a gypsy queen, or gypsy, what's a title? I'd have to look through here. But anyway, there's one girl, I think, who's going to portray Marie Cole. So she has kind of a gypsy attire. Then we also have a husband and wife couple who he portrays Judge Parker. Looks a lot like him, white hair, a little beard. His wife, they're with a reenactment group, and they're real involved in the community. And he dresses up as Judge Parker, and then she dresses time period, so I assume that she's Mrs. Parker. And they kind of double team it and do, and they, I think, maybe add a little bit more to theirs than what we have just in the script. All of us try to add a little something, but I think they even have a couple of stories maybe that we don't actually have written down. But, and then we have a couple of narrators who are kind of standby.
Although the guides are the ones providing the historical information, guests are invited to share their stories as well.
We try to take some time to just chit-chat while we're doing it too, and because occasionally people want to share their stories, or they want to know, oh, hey, what about this one? You know, or have you heard this one? Or do you know that about that house? That kind of thing. So There's time in there for a little bit of audience involvement also.
Spear says the tour contains PG-13 material and doesn't recommend it for younger kids, but adds that participation is at the parents' discretion. Other than some gory material, she says the tour will appeal to a lot of people.
It's a lot of fun, it really is, because some of these things people know about Fort Smith, some of them they don't. Some of them are kind of surprising because, like I said, a few of the stories are really gruesome, very disturbing. We also talk about Judge Parker and the gallows, and some of them are kind of fun. You know, some of them you go, oh, my, you know, because it's, you know, definitely a scandal. And then some of them are just, you know, like I said, just haunted houses. So, you know, just there's a little bit, I think, probably for everybody. And it's a fun ride. They're $12 a ticket, so they're not real expensive, but it is a fundraiser for the museum, and so everything that we make goes towards the museum. We're a private nonprofit organization, and so we hold fundraisers throughout the year to raise money just to, you know, like most nonprofits, to keep us in operation. And this is our centennial year. Museum Association has been around 100 years, and so hopefully, you know, we'll be around another 100. And this is usually, our Mardi Gras is our biggest fundraiser of the year, but this one has proved to be a really good fundraiser for us. So we're hoping that it stays that way, and, you know, and we're always, you know, if it has new stories or something that we don't know about, you know, let us know. That's part of the fun of it.
Tickets for the museum's annual fundraiser are available now, and Spear says guests should make reservations in advance.
Especially since we're doing it less weekends this month, it probably will fill up a little faster because there's just not as many nights to choose from. But Halloween night's a good one, especially if you're an adult and don't have to take kids out, because the historic district also does a trick-or-treat on Halloween night. And so not only are you doing the trolley, but you're getting to see everybody out with that kind of atmosphere, and, you know, so it's really kind of neat.
Each tour lasts about 45 minutes. Tours start at 7 and 8 on Thursday nights, and at 7, 8, and 9 o'clock on Fridays, Saturdays, and Halloween night. More information is available by calling 479-783-7841. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.